Swap Shop is a paid program, wholly owned, produced, engineered, and paid for by Charles Heller.
Hey, this is Shirley Daniels. I've got a gold fiddle that I won in a contest, and I wanted you to put it up in the Swap Shop. Folks know about it for me. Thank you.
Swap Shop trains coming, rolling down that free market track. Swap Shop trains are coming, bringing all those great bargains back. Swap Shop trains are coming, rolling in about 10:04 to help you sell your overflow and move it on to someone else's door. Great folks, great calls, great sponsors, little inspiration too. So hop on board for value so that little train don't chug right on past you. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. You're free to buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral to own. You do it by making a list and calling 790-2040. Please describe your items with color, brand if you know it, and features, then the price and your phone number. Say your phone number at about the speed of the pen the listeners are using to write it. If you make a living selling or servicing something, please let me make a living advertising it. Email charles@libertywatchradio.com. This show is produced and hosted by Charles Heller. Any mistakes are his responsibility. This just in.
At a recent meeting in Alaska, Donald Trump, who spoke on condition of magnanimity, said that he could offer Vladimir Putin a great deal on Siberia and make it great again. Plans could include Ice Palace Trump and be staffed by smiling recent residents of Gaza and Ukraine. This has been Irreconcilable News. Now back to our irregularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, and so are any opinions, too. And now, rigged for the uncharted waters of the free market. You may swap at will.
Well, Will's not here, but we are. Just me and Charger today. And Bozo Circus is on the air. Hopefully, you can get bucket number 6 on the ping pong balls. And you can call in at 520-790-2040. In the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios at KVOI, and buy and sell and trade to your heart's content. And I will tell you that I think it's time already for a cup of coffee. Might be better a cup of coffee if the coffee pot were on. There we go, and here we go. Here you go, Alicia. And today's brew is brought to you by my favorite donut shop, the K Donut Wheel on Wilmot, just south of Golf Links, about 300-400 yards, and they face west towards the housing on the base there, and they have a wonderful drive-through. I went through it this morning, and I got myself a wonderful ham and cheese croissant, which is about two-thirds consumed. Don't think I'm going to eat it on the air, the most unprofessional thing you could do. I'll settle for the second most unprofessional thing you can do in radio, which is slurp beverages into the microphone. And today's beverage is a half coffee and half hot chocolate. I've been trying to remember the Spanish name for that drink, and I can't. I'm going to go over to one of my favorite restaurants, Del Cielo, on North Campbell, and remind myself that on Thursdays they have a wonderful breakfast buffet. But the people at K Donut Wheel do such a good job with donuts, ham and cheese croissants, blueberry and cherry croissants, and they also do, do bear claws with apple filling, and they're so, so good. And I'm sorry I have to limit myself to only one thing, but I'll blimp out if I don't. But I got to tell you, it's a temptation. And they have wonderful pastries over at K Donut Wheel. And couple dozen, no problem. They got them ready to go. If you want more than a couple dozen, call ahead probably the day before at 748-8129. That's 748-8129. They're in the Safeway Plaza there. Is that Safeway or Fry's? Somebody remind me which plaza that is. It's at Golf Links and Wilmot on the southeast corner of Golf Links and Wilmot. And they're at the far western end of the plaza. They're in the little strip. They're in the little strip centers at the foot of that, at the western end of that plaza. And they are the southwesternmost business in that plaza. So for those of you who navigate by directions, and for those of you who don't, that you're now totally confused. So let me make it easy. If you're going away from the center of Tucson on Golf Links and you turn right on Wilmot, when you look on your left side, it's the last business on your left in that plaza. So if you navigate by left and right, there's your directions. And let's see. And they do a wonderful job of it. And my coffee is, oh, I have to try it. I'm rocking my 690 KVOI mug. Ah, wonderful. No hazelnut today. All blended. I guess it's like a good Scotch coffee, right? It's a blend. And that's a blend of half hot chocolate and half coffee. It's one of my favorite combos. I like the mixing of flavors. I think a lot of this audience likes the mixing of flavors, too. Maybe not always coffee and chocolate, but they like the mixing of things. I get the sense that the people who call in, feel free to make a comment on this, and disagree with me if you wish, but I think the audience kind of likes the mixed aspect of this program, insofar as you never know exactly what you're going to hear on the air on Swap Shop. A little bit more programmatic on Liberty Watch and America Armed and Free, but Swap Shop is so discursive. It goes in so many different directions at once. I also don't try to hide the artifact noises like and make it sound sterile like some radio programs and stations do. Yeah, the guy who broke the mold on that, of course, was Limbaugh by trying to irritate every general manager he'd ever had who told him not to rattle papers on the air. And the guy who did it before him, 20 years before him, was Paul Harvey, when he used to use Harvey, even to his last broadcast, even though he used a computer, he printed everything out and read it off the page. And every time he would turn the page and he'd say, page two, you could hear, if you listened real closely, you could hear that paper coming off the desk and he would toss it on the floor. And every now and then you could hear that artifact noise on the air. Limbaugh, 20 years later, rattled papers into the microphone just to be irritating and have fun in a spirit of fun. And I suppose I follow along in that mold, although I don't do the rattling papers into the microphone. That was his gig, not mine. Mine's the slurping coffee into the microphone. Anyway, K Donut Wheel is a wonderful place to go. Very, very hardworking people. They don't deserve your business. They earn it. And I was driving through the drive-thru today and picking up my ham and cheese croissant. And it was right at the top of the hour, so the CBS News was on. And usually when I go through a drive-thru, I either tap the button and shut the radio off or spin the volume all the way down or way down, so I can still tell the radio's on, but I can't really hear it, and I can hear a conversation out the window. Today I forgot to do that, and Kay was listening to my radio through the open service window there in the drive-thru at Kay Donut Wheel, and she said, "You like to listen to world news?" And I said, "Well, it's CBS. That's the one we carry on the station, and I like the programming that's on before it and after it, so I listen through the news." And she said, "Oh," I said, "what news do you listen to?" She says, "Well, I'm usually at work, so I depend on what people tell me." And I said, "If that isn't a statement that belongs on the radio, nothing is." This is somebody who is so hardworking and so focused on her customers that listening to the radio would be a distraction from it. That's the level of intentionality with which she makes and serves donuts. And if you don't go there, you're losing out. It's a really good place. The donuts are good. The people are great. So, K Donut Wheel on Wilmot, just south of Golf Links. All right, phone call didn't wait, so we'll go on. Call in now. It's a call-in show, as the great Phil Cedar used to say. Call-in radio works a whole bunch better when people call in, or I think he said talk radio works a whole bunch better when people call in and participate. So call in and participate. If you're looking for something, don't forget that this is a great resource to reach into the community. At any one time, there's probably 12 to 1,400 people listening, and over a period of a month, there's probably about 4,000 to 5,000 people who listen to this program. So you're talking to a lot of sets of eardrums, and you're talking to influence of a lot more sets of eardrums. And eventually, when I get the camera set up, you'll also be talking to some eyeballs. Although, why someone wants to watch me sit at a microphone and talk is beyond me, unless I'm demonstrating some multi-tool or something like that. I don't know why anyone would want to watch radio, but I suppose that's the trend, and we're going to start selling, like we are actually already do sell podcasts here, because we have a fully equipped digital studio, and we can do video as well as the audio component of it. So if you want to do a podcast and have us host it, you can contact me off the air, charles@libertywatchradio.com, and I'll be happy to hook you up and make sure you have a podcast, just like everyone else in the world. You know, what does Oprah say? You get a podcast, and you get a podcast. Anyway, if you want to engage in that, you can. This portion of today's program also brought to you in part by Wilkinson Wealth Management. Wilkinson Wealth Management manages money for gun owners, and they guide you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. The idea is to get the end of your working life and still have lots of life left over and have choices, and so that you never run out of money for the rest of your life and leave something to your family. And if that's the philosophy you would like to look at, you can call them at 777-1911 or see them online at WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com. And you can call us live on the air at 520-790-2040. I am looking for a four-wheel cart. If anyone has one of those that folds, kind of like the modern version of the Little Red Flyer wagon, but I don't want the Little Red Flyer wagon. The modern carts like that can collapse, sort of like an accordion. They will collapse, and you can store it in your car. You put a bungee cord around it and stand it up in the back of your car and take, you know, 8 inches by 8 inches of room and not FOD the back of your space. FOD is foreign object damage. Not crowd out the back of your space if you have an SUV. You've got room for other stuff in there. And you can still open the floorboard and get to the spare or whatever else it is you have under the floorboard. The whole idea of this thing is that I want it for hauling various things when I go to functions. I go to something for the radio station instead of having to make multiple trips, or sometimes when it's a windy day, we bring concrete blocks. I could put a couple of concrete blocks in there and transport them to where I'm going, not have to haul a concrete, put on gloves, and carry however many pound, 40 or 45 pound cinder block. I don't know, what does a cinder block weigh? I suppose I could look it up. I don't want to. But anyway, I'm looking for a cart like that. If anyone's got one to sell me, you can reach me, charles@libertywatchradio.com, or call during one of the breaks. If I'm not off refilling my coffee cup or running to the loo, I will answer the phone during the breaks, and you can talk to me off the air. 520-790-2040 in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios. I've got a topic for you. Mike Rowe does a commercial for Pure Talk, and I am a Pure Talk customer. I have two phones on it. I'm perfectly happy with the service, with one little complaint that I can live without. But and there's some Pure Talk answering me, right? But he talks about dropping the phone in the toilet during the process, and I wonder if anyone has ever done that. He says internationally 7 million people have done it. I don't believe that statistic, but maybe it's true. Has that ever happened to you? If it has, give me a call, and we'll discuss it on the air. Oh, there's a call coming in now. Swap Shop, your first name, please.
Oh, Paul.
Hi, Paul. You're on the radio.
Today's your lucky day. I have three of those carts, brand new, still in boxes.
Oh, goodness. That's great.
$25 each.
Oh, glorious.
You have to name this sound, all right?
Yeah.
Listen closely.
Well, that is something dropped into a glass, into a cup. probably, but it is not something real hard like a fork or a spoon. It's something with a, it may be plastic, but it's not metal dropped into a cup.
That's a Morgan silver dollar dropped into my Rush Limbaugh coffee cup.
Really? A Morgan silver dollar? Do that again.
Really? All right.
That sounds a little more metallic. It just didn't sound metallic. It didn't sound like if you ever drop silverware and if you like take a coffee cup and you don't want to wash one cup and one spoon, so you drop the spoon into the cup and then pour water, let it sit in the sink for a while. It sounds more tinny than that, but I guess a coin wouldn't.
Huh. Now you're talking turkey. I mean, this week I got in. Have you ever heard of the watermelon fork and knife?
No, vaguely. It vaguely rings a bell.
Well, you could Google it. I got like a dozen of them for sale, and I have a half a dozen of these heavy-duty, high-performance phone chargers for sale also. I mean, I'm loaded with all kinds of junk.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want, Donald Trump, from the Apprentice doll to the games, this Time Man of the Year magazine, the bumper stickers, to two of his games, to the Apprentice doll, to a pair of his Donald Trump sneakers. I'm loaded.
Uh-huh. Games, Donald Trump sneakers. How much are you asking for Donald Trump sneakers?
$80. They go for a few hundred online. And
what size
are they? I have hats where it's got the orange hair. And
what size are the sneakers?
They're 11, I believe. Yeah.
Size 11. Okay, $80. What else?
I could go on anything you want.
All right. And phone number, please.
520-441-9484. And seriously, I have three of these carts still in boxes. I wouldn't put cinder blocks in a cloth bag.
Yeah, right.
Unless you had plastic or something under
right.
The cardboard under it.
Yeah, I thought that was, as I was saying it, I realized it might not be a fecund example. But, okay, I will give you a call. Oh, you have my cell number, don't you?
No, but
all
you
right.
Call me at your convenience.
Well, stand by during this break, and I'll put you on hold, and we'll do that. But let me read your number back. 520-441-9484. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll wait.
All right, hold on. And back to this, and back after these messages. Fan mail from some flounder?
This is Ed Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. Does your portfolio look like you're paddling downriver with banjo music playing in the background? If you're truly seeking deliverance from bad financial advice and want to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired, call me, Eb Wilkinson, at 777-1911, that's 777-1911, or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com.
Hello there, Peabody here. Once again, it's time to take a revealing peek back into history.
Mr. Peabody, what date do I set the Wayback Machine to?
We're going back to the Hudson Motor Company, to 1939, to meet with Elizabeth Ann Thatcher, the inventor of the malfunction indicator light.
Mr. Peabody, this place is quite impressive.
Yes, Sherman, the Hudson was quite a sturdy vehicle. Here's her room. Hello, Miss Thatcher.
Anybody got a light?
Wow, what a dish.
Settle down, Sherman. Miss Thatcher, do you realize your invention has brought upon humanity untold stress, anxiety, and loss of sleep?
Of course I do.
Mr. Peabody, so a woman invented the check engine light?
Well, remember, Sherman, it was the woman who took the first bite of the forbidden fruit.
Yes, it's true. The check engine light can cause a lot of anxiety. Take advantage of Perfection Auto Works' free codes check. Have peace of mind and call Perfection Auto Works today at 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Would you like donuts that make your tongue do somersaults? Do you dream of fresh apple fritters, cinnamon rolls, and filled donuts? K Donut Wheel is on Wilmot, just south of Golf Links, for donuts, ham and cheese croissants, coffee juices, and more. 4:30 in the morning to 8 p.m. Donuts, dozens, and more. Call ahead for large orders, 520-748-8129.
Donuts.
K Donut Wheel, west end of Fry's Plaza, Golf Links, and Wilmot.
36 of the 50 state high temperature records were set 1975 or earlier, more than 50 years ago. Actually, 23 of the state 50 high records were set in the 1930s. Most people don't know that, but so it's, we've had warmer times in the past.
So it must have been the early Chevy Suburbans. Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America Armed and Free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Cornucopia. Gerson's. Gerson's Cornucopia. An overflowing of great stuff. That's what a cornucopia is. And that's what Gerson's is. So many doors, so much flooring, so many cabinets, so much everything. Rugs, refrigerators, windows, wrought iron paint. Paint and even more paint! Gerson's Building Materials, 4726 South Country Club, just north of Irvington. Check us out online, gersonsbuildingmaterials.com.
Don't you love it when you turn the key and you make that starter jump? Slip the clutch and back it off and give the gas a pump. Don't you love it when the engine growls a jungle warning? I know I do. Don't you love it in the morning time, friend? I'm good when I come.
And the great Brighton Childers, the voice in the background, was Nancy Lynn Bright, who left us on July the 4th. I know I've said it before, but I feel that loss very deeply. And I was a fan of theirs for 20 years. And I took my mom to see her, and she loved listening to them. She was a music teacher. She loved listening to them. They weren't loud. They were, and they had good tunes, and they have good tunes and good and original writing and wonderfully talented playing. And I don't know what Hank's gonna do in terms of playing with others. They also had a quartet that they had as well as the duo with Nancy Lynn Bright and Hank Childers. So we'll see. There's a service for her coming up in September, I think the 28th, and I'll announce more as time goes on. To the phones, and Caroline, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Going through the shop that we're still clearing things out, there is a drill press in the back. It's one that you'd put on a bench. It's about 3 feet tall when it's on the cement floor. And it doesn't, I don't think the motor works anymore, but I've played with the wheels and the pulleys and everything seems to move. So I don't think it's seized up in the drill press itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly old and very heavy. I mean, we could sell it for scrap metal, but if somebody is a person who repairs drill presses, we'll work a deal.
Yeah. I'm sure that a motor like from Hemco is available for something like that over on Pima. You know what you should...
Well, yeah, we don't really have a need for a drill press. We're not a shop. My father did a shop. He had a truck, semis, and we don't have a need for a drill press. So we're wanting to move this heavy object out of the shop so we can put in a shelf.
Yeah. I have a drill press, which I've had for 25 years. And I almost never, I mean, I won't say almost never, about once every 6 months, I'll need to drill a hole. And I also don't need an 80-pound bench vise, but I have one from Kent's Tools, and the old Kent's Tools, which is now Tucson Tool Shop. And so what I did was I loosened the plate on the bottom, you know, the plate where you put something to be drilled through. I loosened it and lowered it about 12 inches, and then I put this 80-pound bench vise on there so that I had a jaw to hold anything I needed drilled. And, boy, does that work great. Anytime I need to drill something out, like, for instance, I broke a key for my the lock on my steering wheel, you know, the what do you call it, the club?
Yeah.
I broke the head of the key. So tonight when I get home, or this afternoon, well, tonight after it cools off, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to clamp the broken key head in there and drill that out a little lower, and so I can put it back on my key ring because it broke off my keys. And so that's the once this 6 months I'll use the thing. But I do use it every now and again. But, you know, if you want to have a drill press around, that sounds like a great one. That's a legacy drill press. It'll outlast your grandkids if you keep putting motors in it.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's just that, you know, we'd rather it be gone than be here.
Right.
And
what are you asking for?
Well, you know, the price of metal, the weight of the metal.
I don't know what the current price of metal is, so.
I don't know, what, 5 cents a ton or something? I don't know, it'll be cheap. I just hate to see something that is.
Yeah, you don't want it wasted. Okay.
With care.
Anything else?
Go. Nope, that's it.
400, 1982, right?
Yes, you're correct.
520, go ahead. Go ahead.
400, 1982.
520-400-1982. Got it. Okay. You have a blessed day and happy chickens. And
yes,
I'm watching Nikki Dalventhal's channel on YouTube. I don't know if you know her or not. But she's a van lifer, and she bought property, and they're building chicken coops. And it's fun to watch her with the chickens.
Ah. Chickens are funny.
Yep.
They really are funny.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Charles. I hope somebody out there says, oh, I could use a drill press, and a motor is cheaper than buying a whole great big heavy...
Right. Especially the high-quality older ones. Okay, I got to go. I got another caller.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Swamp Shop, your first name, please.
I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike. You're on the radio.
Hey, Charles. This is Mike from your old B&I group, and I just wanted to let you know that Hemco is no longer available. They closed about a year ago.
Oh, so there's another motor shop, because
yes.
I know I had a handyman that did something recently, and he was able to replace the motor, an electric motor, I think the fan motor in my bathroom, and he got it somewhere.
Yes. Well, I've been getting stuff from Granger.
Okay.
They seem to be fairly, and they've been fairly good priced.
Do you get them online? Do you get them online, or do you go to the Granger store here?
Just go to the Granger store there, take the motor in, and they'll match it up. They do a good job of it.
Huh.
They don't have a lot of the knowledge that they had over at Hemco, but you know, they get good motors over there. So.
Are you, Mike? Remind me, are you in the insurance business?
No, I'm in the remodeling business. I was in your B&I group with JD.
Mike Effing?
Jam. Yes.
Oh, that Mike. Yeah, you're the guy that did it.
Yes.
You're the guy that did the repair for me.
Yes.
Right. Okay, I missed which Mike it was. I didn't recognize your voice for some reason. So, by the way, this guy is a handyman. He does a fantastic job with anything you need. And go ahead and give your number if you want a free plug.
It's area code 520-977-3587.
520-977-3587, Mike Handyman. Mike-Handyman.
Here we go.
All right. And for a long time, like 30 years, right?
At least. Maybe more.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Charles. Bye.
Yep. See ya. Bye. And that was the guy that replaced it. It was funny. I didn't recognize his voice, but he replaced a broken glass that another contractor, a former contractor of mine, was doing my backyard and launched a rock into the back window. And I had Mike replace that giant glass sliding door and also a fan motor in the bathroom. And he did really good work for me for a reasonable price. And again, the Mike Effing, Effing, and his number is 520-977-3587. Very trustworthy and reliable guy. And let's see, what time do we have? Oh, it's on bottom of the hour. It's time to do a break. Let's debolden that. Control bold. And good. All right. So we're cruising right along. And this portion of today's program is brought to you in part by Perfection Auto Works. They do a wonderful job of doing the maintenance on your car so that you're far less likely to break down. If you listen to his commercials, a lot of them are based on people breaking down on the road when they could have taken it to Perfection Auto Works. And it's an ongoing theme, and that is exactly what they try to do. Their words are in concert with their deeds. And if that's the kind of mechanic you'd like, somebody who is of their word, then you can call them at 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Their ideal customer is somebody who likes keeping their car in good shape and doesn't wait until it breaks and the wheels fall off to be dragged into the mechanic on the bed of a wrecker. If that's the kind of customer you are, take it to Quirky Lube on the corner. They'll be fine for you. If you are a person who likes to plan intelligently for how you fix your car or how your car, for the plan the life of your car in terms of maintenance, then give him a call. That's the type of mechanic he is. And in business since 1994, I think he's doing something right. The cars are lined up three deep around the shop, and it takes an appointment in advance to get in unless it's an emergency for an existing customer. So by all means, 323-8650 him. And I think one of his commercials, no, this is break two. This does not have one of his new commercials in it. I think those are farther towards the end of the program, if I can remember what I did last night. You know, all, having 12 sponsors and trying to work with all their ads once a week up until about midnight, you have a tendency not to remember every ad. So, but anyway, they're coming soon, so after this.
Hartman Glass invites you to its Gallery of Glass showroom for custom shower doors, tables, and glass enclosures. From boardrooms to an exquisite display case for your valued collectibles, need a glass conference room in your office? Laser measuring for accuracy. 903-0766 and see them online at hartman-glass.com. That's hartman-glass.com.
This is Herman Cain. You'll get some good bargains on the Swap Shop. Call in now at 520-790-2040 and have Charles make fun of your stuff.
Are you looking for a reliable, high-speed internet solution for your home, business, or RV? ACI Starlink Installers specializes in professional Starlink satellite internet installations, bringing fast and dependable access directly to you across Arizona. We are licensed and insured, an independent company. Call 520-331-0125 for the best Starlink internet. Call right now, 520-331-0125.
This is Tina Martin, and
everybody loves some Swap Shop sometime.
The pasta bar at Mama Louisa's is back. Mondays and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., pick your pasta, pick your sauce or combine them, watch it made right in front of you and take it hot to your table, including soup and salad for only $15.95. A full bar is available. Mama Louisa's does takeout, too.
Mama Louisa's, 2041 South Craycroft. Call for catering or takeout, 790-4702. Mama Louisa's on Craycroft, just north of the DM Gate.
Hey, this is Moonwinkle. You're listening to The Swap Shop.
John Quincy uniquely understood what we had to do as a new country is to understand the values and character of our nation and to tell ourselves stories that would reinforce that. God gives us all things to do, and if we're lucky, he gives us things that we like to do and really enjoy them.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. An America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Is your yard crying out for a makeover? It's time to call in the hero, Man of the Soil Landscape Builders. Since 1974, we've been building paver patios, driveways, installing turf, and creating landscape designs that wows. All with expert craftsmanship and desert smart style. Every yard needs a hero, and we've been saving yards for 50 years. Call Man of the Soil, where landscapes become legendary. 520-544-7743 or manofthesoil.com, ROC 108391.
Halfway to Tucson, where the half tank of gas. We knew we could make it over the next mountain pass. halfway to Tucson. Two dogs in the backseat. We were just cruising.
And welcome back to Swap Shop, where you can buy and sell and trade anything you'd like. Talk about your yard sale. If it's lawful and moral, it's welcomed here. Got a caller coming in, and let me get my headphones on. Caller, your first name, please.
Frank.
Hi, Frank. Good to hear your voice. And what you got to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask for?
I have a Charter Arms.
Yes?
Pit Bull.
Oh, yeah, 44 Special.
No, this is a 9mm.
Oh.
And it's very unique because you don't have to have those clips to use it. The cartridge is bottom right out in the cylinder, and you can use it. It works fine. This is almost new. It had 5 rounds put through it just to check to make sure it worked.
Uh-huh. What are you asking for?
Stainless steel.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking $450. $450 for the gun and 50 rounds of 9mm ammo.
Hollow point or ball?
It's ball.
50 rounds of ball, 9mm. Okay, anything else?
This thing is like new. I don't have the box or the paper for it. My girlfriend lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't have the box or paper for it. I just have the gun and the ammo. And mm-hmm. it's like new.
Mm-hmm.
$450.
Okay.
2-inch. It's a snub nose.
Right.
Yeah.
Charter Arms Pit Bull 9mm snubby. SNUBBIE, 2-inch. Okay, and
it's probably the only one made that doesn't have to have those circlips to
right.
use.
Right. Yeah. The
automatic ammo.
What do you call those? Half moon clips or half moon or full moon clips? Right. Or full moon or full moon clips? Yeah. Right.
Right.
All right.
You don't need them.
Okay.
And my phone number is 520-222-2554.
520-222-2554. Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too. You know, Frank, I took that, I think I may have told you this, but I took that little Natchez model to the range.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I loaded it, and then I unloaded it and I cleaned it and I put it back in my bag and I took it home.
Don't shoot it. It'll lose its value.
Yeah, exactly. I just couldn't find it in my heart to shoot it. It's the only collectible. Well, it's one of two collectible guns I own. And it's so cool. I've wanted one for 21 years. And then the day I go away and JD hosts the program, you call in with that for sale and I listen to the recording. So that's how I got that. So thank you.
Well, you may... If you keep that ad in there, you may find another one someday. They're very rare. I know.
I know where there's another one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but he won't sell it. Yeah, oh. Jim Shera has one.
Oh, is it brand new, unfired?
No. It's a shop gun. So.
I see.
Yeah. All right. But
if you had that one, you could shoot it.
Well, I don't know that I would. I mean, I don't need to shoot everything, you know? I just...
No.
Although there isn't any gun I have that I don't shoot at some point or other. You know, I have different...
You can just sit in a chair and play with it in the living room. That's what I do.
Oh, well, it's... When I do that, I just want to tell you as a little side note, on the rare times when I will sit there and do that, I don't actually play with them. What I do is I may clean it. But the one thing you want to do is take the ammo not only out of the gun but out of the room, because you have a different mindset when you're cleaning or administratively handling a firearm than when you put it on for serious carry. And so
no, that's true.
And so what I do is I make sure there's no ammo, not only in the gun, but in the room, number one. Number two is when I'm done cleaning it, I leave it on the table for a few minutes. I don't load it up because I don't want my, I want my mind to get used to the idea that this is now a loaded gun. And it's not a gun that's been, that's on the bench for cleaning. I want my mind to make, I want it to sink into my soul so that I don't ever oops it. So.
You can't be too careful.
You cannot.
The older you get, the more careful you have to be.
That's been true for me. But also, I am slightly scared of guns. I don't mind admitting it in public. And I think that's what Gavin DeBecker calls the gift of fear. I think it's slightly, I think it's a healthy fear, as long as it doesn't turn into paranoia like some folks who are, you know, hoplophobic, have an irrational fear of guns. Because I think it's that fear that keeps you safe.
Well, you know, a guy got held up in a bar one time, and the police asked him what the guy looked like. And he said he had a big black hole right in the end of his hand.
Yeah, from the barrel of the gun, right, exactly. All right. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Right.
Same to you.
Yeah. Frank is referring to looking down the muzzle of the gun. He's not referring to something else. All right, 520-790-2040 if you want to buy, sell, trade. Not a lot of restrictions as long as it's lawful and moral. It's welcomed here. If it's not, kindly take it off in another direction. You can sell a firearm. Remember, if you sell a firearm, do receipts in both. You don't have to, but you're smarter if you do receipts in both directions with your driver's license number on it, and the person says there's no legal reason why I can't buy this, or there's no legal reason why I can't sell it, and you trade those to each other and keep them in your files permanently. If the gun ever comes up later used in something that it shouldn't have been, you've got a record that you, that in good conscience, you had no reason to believe it would be misused, and it makes it very hard to prosecute you. It's also morally the right thing to do when it comes to keeping track of something that's, you know, dangerous. And we should be responsible citizens, and that's how we get to keep our freedom. Remember also that you cannot legally sell to a resident of another state across state lines. The only time you can do that is if it's part of an estate or like a liquidation, a fiduciary relationship that... it has to go through a federal firearms licensee if it's going to cross a state line. We want to follow the laws, and we want to act responsibly when it comes to that stuff. And remember, if it's anything with a suppressor or a short barrel, or if it's full auto, which is still perfectly legal to own, but it has to go through the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, it cannot be transferred privately. Those things are paper, known as papered transactions, and they go through a Form 4. For a transfer. If it's a short barrel rifle, a short barreled shotgun, or a machine gun, that has to be transferred through federal paperwork. It can't go person to person. Occasionally I've seen people that didn't know that and make some trade, and I tell them, go back and undo that and do it legally. And they do, because they're moral people and they want to do things right. 520-790-2040. This portion of today's program brought to you by Southern Arizona Rain Gutters. They do a fantastic job of both fascia board and putting rain gutters on your home. So A, the water doesn't pool at your foundation and make your house settle. And B, you can use it to water your plants. And C, you can collect the water because it is literally, like the commercial says, liquid gold coming off your roof in the desert. Water is liquid gold. You know, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. Well, you won't be fighting if you got 2,500 to 5,000 gallons of it sitting in a tank in your backyard. You can use it to water your lawn. You can use it to water your trees. You can filter it and drink it. I just picked up from Southern Arizona Rain Gutters a wonderful 5-gallon filter of water, and it is sitting, it's in the back of my SUV, but it's pretty soon it's going to be on my counter. And you fill it up with 5 gallons of water, give it a few pumps, and the water is then filtered, and you have filtered drinking water. You just give it a few more pumps. Brian and I took the filter out and looked at it. First time he'd actually looked at the filter in one of these things. It's pretty neat the way it works. It's a 5-gallon jerry can and plastic jerry can, and it's got a filter. It's got a filler lid in the top and a filter in the bottom. You stand it up and fill it, then you lay it on its side so it goes through the filter. You give it a few pumps, and you got filtered water. They're $350, and you can buy all the replacement filters you want. They last a pretty long time, and it's just for filtering the drinking water coming out of the faucet on your sink, and it's perfect for that, or the water you brush your teeth with. So if that's what you'd like, you can give them a call, 299-RAIN. That's 299-RAIN. RAIN is R-A-I-N. RAIN, it's 7246. So 299-7246, 299-RAIN. They're at 1627 North Stone, and Stone a few blocks south of Grant. Grant is 2400 North, so they're at 1600. They're about six blocks short of Grant, south of Grant, on Stone, on the west side of the street. They got a beautiful place, a little, if you've been in Tucson a long time, it used to be a truck parts place. Tesco used to be in that location where Southern Arizona Rain Gutters is now. So anyway, you can give them a call at 299-RAIN, and the city of Tucson will pay $1 a gallon for your storage tank, up to $1 a gallon if you take a class before you file for the rebate, and the city of Tucson will actually, if you are a Tucson Water customer, pay for your water tank. So, not if you live in the county, but if you do live in the city, they will. Let's see. Time for a break. Yes, it is. Let's do break three. And I know the fan is making a little bit of noise behind me. I turned it down. Thank you for the listener who texted in. I turned it down so it's not quite as loud, but it blows on the microphone and it makes some artifact noise. And you know what? It does. So there.
In the days of fighting sail, a ship was known by her name, then her number of guns. Constitution 44 was the first of the original six frigates of the U.S. Navy. Launched in 1797, she is the oldest warship in the world still afloat and in commission. You can get a coin with her image at Tucson Coin and Autograph,
at the southeast corner of Oracle and Orange Grove, or online at TucsonCoinAutograph.com and 219-4427.
I can't stand it. I watch TV and there's nothing but commercials.
This is just great. We're in Death Valley and the car breaks down.
Don't worry, honey. I simply popped the trunk.
Pop the trunk?
Wait and see this. I purchased Ronco's new trunk mechanic.
Oh, come on.
Hi, guys. Pop the hood and I will have you back on the road.
So simply add these two blue pills to your gas tank and your car will perform like...
What?
So for in my new synthetic extra virgin oil additive, not only your car run a smooth, but it smell a delicious.
So stupid.
So call now and order your very own duct tape engine ramp.
Duct tape engine?
Just tell me the engine size and the model.
What?
And your engine will last forever.
At Perfection Auto Works, we don't entice you with tricks or gimmicks. Our ASC-certified mechanics guarantee your car fixed right the first time.
Finally, someone I can believe in.
You know, he's right. Call Perfection Auto Works today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
So we have people that are spending their whole lives on human-caused global warming. If your whole career is, how do I convince everybody we have man-made global warming? That's sort of like being a Bigfoot journalist or a vampire journalist.
No, Steve, I got to put my foot down here at this point. Vampire lives matter.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
In the desert, rainwater is liquid gold falling from the sky onto your roof. But how do you keep it? Southern Arizona Rain Gutters installs rain gutters and water storage tanks attractively on your property to water your plants or sustain your family. If municipal water were interrupted, how long would you last? Monsooner or later, you'll find out. SouthernArizonaRainGutters.com. That's SouthernArizonaRainGutters.com.
This is Mark Levin. Don't listen to those backbenchers. Charles has been doing Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and America Armed and Free on KVOI. Congratulations, Charles.
Dennis Prager here. There's nothing so quintessentially American as trading freely with one another in good faith. As on the Swap Shop, congratulations on KVOI, Charles.
Hey, my little baby child, it's time to close your eyes. Papa's gonna tell you now what he saw outside. It was the rising Swap Shop moon.
serpent strut across the sky, east down to the south. Moon was a giant serpent egg it carried in its mouth. It was the rising swap shop moon. It was the rising swap shop moon.
And welcome back to the Swap Shop, where Frank is going to... Hang on a second. I'm sorry, you were saying to me... you're on the air now. You were saying to me, what about you had wrong information? You did say it was called a pit bull, but you say it's got a lifetime warranty?
It has a lifetime warranty, no matter who the owner is. Of this particular gun. Not mm-hmm. all of them are like that, but this one does have the lifetime warranty because it's made in Ilveria or something like that.
Okay.
That's the only one that has a lifetime warranty. I just thought I'd want to put that on there too.
Okay. Appreciate your clarifying.
Sorry to bother you.
No, you're not a bother. All right. You have a nice day.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Opens the line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios at 520-790-2040. By the way, I got some very sad news from Pat that a listener, Uncle Bo, had passed away. And if anybody has any information on him, I don't even know his actual last name. If anyone's got more info or an obituary, please let me know. Charles@libertywatchradio.com. Somebody Google it and email it to me. Don't call on the air. There's not time left in the program unless you're very fast and with your fingers on the internet. And let's see. And a couple of other items I wanted to get to before we get off the air. Pardon me going off mic for a minute. I had to go forward and grab the screen, pull it in. Oh, yeah. JD called up and he let me know that Jerry Spence had passed away, famous attorney. I think he was 96 or 97 years old. He was very famous. He had defended a lot of people over the years, but he was one of the attorneys for Randy Weaver, and very effectively defended Jerry Weaver. Jerry Spence, famed defense attorney and Wyoming native, dies at 96. One of the most famous trial attorneys of the 20th century and a proud son of Wyoming, Jerry Spence died Wednesday at his Montecito, California home at the age of 96. He was a legend among the trial bar, especially for his civil practice and criminal defense work. Known for his defense of the poor and injured, as well as for high-profile cases like the defense of Ed Cantrell and the famous Rock Springs murder case. Spence rose to national prominence through a series of landmark cases, including a $10.5 million verdict for the family of nuclear whistleblower Karen Silkwood, the successful defense of former Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos, and the acquittal of Idaho survivalist Randy Weaver on the most serious charges stemming from the Ruby Ridge standoff. His high-profile victories also included a $52 million judgment against McDonald's and a $26.5 million libel award from Miss Wyoming against Hustler magazine. Oh, the details of that would have to be priceless. Beyond the courtroom, Spence began bringing lawyers to Thunderhead Ranch in 1994, training generations of attorney in the Spence Method, an approach centered on authenticity, emotional connection, and moral courage. His program, Jerry Spence Method, continues today. He was also a prolific author of more than a dozen books, a familiar voice on national television during major trials, and the recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Honors from the American Association for Justice and the American Trial Lawyers Hall of Fame. He's survived by his wife of 57 years, Linnell Imaging Spence, his brother Thomas Spence, his children Kip Spence, Carrie Spence, Kent Spence, Katie Spence. Boy, there's a trend there. Brent's Hawks and Christopher Hawks, 13 grandchildren and one great-grandchild. And Spence also prosecuted repeat killer Mark Hopkinson, the last person in Wyoming executed in 1992. Well, Godspeed and our condolences to his family. And that was Jerry Spence. Appreciate our listener, JD, for letting me know that. And that was interesting. And listener Brian also sent in something interesting about Star Trek, about the episode called The Empath. It's a very long article. I certainly will not have time in the next 5 minutes, but the headline of this is Star Trek's Empath has an ominous beginning. USS Enterprise is sent to Minara 2, a planet whose star is about to go supernova, and it's this race of people that are, they don't have resources to save everybody, so they want to pick one race, and they test out this girl who they nickname Jem because she's deaf and mute, but she's an empath, and she takes people's illness and takes it in herself and then is healed. And they want to test. They take the crew of the Enterprise and subject them to pretty severe injury to find out if she will take their injury at the risk of her own life to see if her race is worth saving. And it's a pretty good and rather dark episode of Star Trek. And it's a long article about this, but if you want to Google, it's on Collier.com, and it's about the Star Trek episode The Empath on Collier.com. It's a pretty interesting article for those of you who are into Star Trek. And for those of you who are not, who are yawning right now, don't worry, I'll say something nice about Star Wars later, but probably much later. Also, there is an event coming up, the Tucson Action Team for Dogs, a.k.a. TAT, and they have a dog dance party coming up. And let's see, the tickets for it are only $10, and let me undo that and redo this and open up the window. It's on their website, TucsonActionTeam.com. And I'm opening that now. I should have done it on the break. And Tucson Action Team. Oh, there's a picture of a cute dog there. And let's see. Dogs are not our whole life, but they make our lives whole. It started out with a Facebook dog named Oso. And events. Let's go to events. And pause for a cause. A dog dance party. Get ready to rock, wag, and roll on our Possum Benefit Concert. Join us for an unforgettable night of entertainment while helping the Tucson Action Team Spay and Neuter Fund. Your tickets support families who want to do right by their furry friends but can't afford the cost of altering their dogs. Come make a difference. One tail wagging time. Variety of music. It raises money. It's a great night out. It's Thursday, September 18th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And I do believe that it is at the... Pat, you can call me real, real fast or text me real, real fast. I believe it's going to be at the Reforma and the plaza, let's see, at Campbell and River, and that is called St. Philip's Plaza. That was the name of it. I think it's going to be at St. Philip's Plaza Thursday, September 18th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it's only $10 to go. It is a dog-friendly patio, the whole patio, all the four restaurants that are there that are the propriety of Grant Kruger. And let's see, Swap Shop, is that you, Pat?
Yeah, and it's only $10 to go. It is a dog-friendly patio, the whole patio, all
Pat,
the...
turn off your radio, Pat.
...there that are the propriety of Grant Kruger.
Pat, turn off your radio.
Hello. So I'm recording this thing that I worked all week on to have Charles... You just interrupted the most important thing I was trying to record.
I'm sorry.
This is what is... I was going to talk to you about how you inconvenience people. Goodbye.
Okay, I've been yelled at on the air by the biggest supporter of the program. I take your criticism. I deserve it. But, that's funny. Charger came up to me. Pat's yelling at you. He's got to lean on me. That's funny. All right, no more calls. We're 50 seconds from the end, or at least 50 seconds from the theme music. So let's see. It's at the St. Philip's Plaza, Campbell and River. Fundraising saving programs such as spay and neuter. Yes, go ahead. Yes, Pat.
I apologize.
No, you're
Someone
fine.
Someone else called me.
I deserve it.
And no, you do not. You do not, and I am so sorry.
That's okay.
And now I'm talking with my radio on.
You're forgiven. Don't worry about it. Have a blessed day, but I got to sign off of the show. Yeah. We're fine, Pat. Pat, we're fine. You don't owe me any apologies. When somebody I respect yells at me, I listen. So that's how that works. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not perfect, and I'm a long way from 57:52. Let's see. Oh, I misread the clock. We have a whole minute. I didn't have to shove her off the phone. Oh, well, that's life. 57, so it's 58. We got 57 seconds. And this portion of today's program brought to you by the Tucson Tool Shop. They do a wonderful job with used tools and even new tools. There are the old Kent's tools, but they have even more than they used to. It's at 133 East Grant Road, and their number is 624-8098. That's 624-8098. Also brought to you in part by the good folks at Tucson Coin and Autograph. I have a $1 coin. Is it a coin? Is it U.S. currency or is it a round? I think it's just a round. It is a round. It's not a coin. And it's 1 troy ounce of silver. And it's got the Constitution 44 on the front with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's got a full press of canvas on it. She's probably making 13 knots on the front of this thing. That was her top speed. She was the fastest ship around at 13 knots. And if you want a coin, you can get one like this at Tucson Coin and Autograph. It's 219-4427 or TucsonCoinAndAutograph.com. And I am late for starting, so I'm going to give this a skip and see if I can guesstimate it. And about there. Remember, there's always enough room in the free market for transactions that don't involve force or fraud. And if you have enough of the right things, you'll always have the right thing when the time occurs. Always have fun doing it. As Pat says, tante habere frutis. And I'll see you in a little while on Liberty Watch. You're listening to AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson.
Good night, Jeff. Good luck, David.
Good day.